In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday we had a wonderful broadcast. Oh yes, we had a wonderful broadcast. And I announced people that between July 14th, that's Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, and July 20th, we have the School of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. Oh yes, I hope you're coming. We have people that have come from Argentina. We have people that have come from St. Louis. We have people that are coming from a long distance away. I hope the people around here would take advantage of this wonderful School of the Holy Spirit. What happens in the school? We're taught to do what God wants us to do, to preach the Word of God in season and out of season. I'm looking at the 14th chapter of Mark, chapter 14, 43. Immediately while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs, and the chief priests and scribes and elders were there. Now the betrayer had given them a sign saying, "The one I will kiss is the man, arrest him." That's awful. A sign of love, but it wasn't a sign of love, it was a sign of curse. He was cursing. Poor Judas. Poor Judas. "Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. I don't want to be that kind of person. I want to tell Jesus I love him, and I never want to betray him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew the sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled. All of them deserted him, and fled." A certain young man was following him, this is interesting, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth and ran off naked. Who is this man? Many Bible scholars think it's Mark himself. What is this white linen cloth? A sign of the baptism being washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. They took Jesus to the high priest, and the chief priests and elders and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance. Yeah, at a distance. He said, "I would never betray you." Ha! Huh? At a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus and to put him to death. But they found none, for many gave false testimony against Jesus, and their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave false witness against Jesus, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy the temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another.'" He was talking about his body from John chapter 2. "Now, not made with hands." But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before him and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer?" What is it that they testify against you? But Jesus was silent. You know why? He was absorbing the sins of the world. Like a lamb led before the slaughterhouse, he opened not his mouth. By his stripes we were healed. But he did not answer. Again the high priest asked him, Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? Jesus said, I am. He used the name of God, Yahweh. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes, thought it was blasphemy, and said, Why do you still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision? All of them condemned him as deserving death. He had done nothing wrong. He healed the sick. He had cast out demons. But you see, this is the time when everyone turns against Jesus, when he is being drawing sin into him, the sin of Adam and Eve until the sin of the last person. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying to him, Prophesy, them mocking him. The guards also took over and beat him. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she stared at him and said, You also were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth. But Peter denied it, saying, I do not know or understand what you are talking about. And he went out into the fore courtyard, and then the cock crowed, and the servant girl, of seeing him, began again to say to the bystanders, This man is one of them. But again he denied it. Then after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. But he began to curse and swore an oath, I do not know this man, the one you are talking about. At that moment the cock crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him, Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. And he broke down and wept. He was ashamed. He wept. And you know what? He was forgiven. The forgiveness of the tears that came from Peter. I tell you, tears that we have, they are stored in vials in heaven. God knows how many tears we have shed, how many broken lives we have experienced, including ourselves. Oh yes, tears are being measured in heaven in vials. Chapter 15. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? He answered him, You say so. Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you. But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison. You're Barabbas, and I'm Barabbas. Jesus takes the rap for us. Oh yes. Do you know, in heaven we will never know the full experience and meaning of the cross. It will take eternity. Oh yes, how we need to preach the cross. How we need to preach the finished work of Jesus on the cross. How we need to do that. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews? For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Some of these people in the crowd were the people who listened to Jesus, were the people who had miracles, and now they turn against Jesus. Maybe you have forgotten your first love. Maybe you have gone astray. It's time to come back. It's time to come back. I got a call from St. Louis today that says, I need a new start. I need a new start. That's why I'm coming to the school of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you need a new start too. Oh God, give us a new start. Help us to love you as we loved you at first. Pilate spoke to them again. Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the King of the Jews? They shouted back, crucify him. Pilate asked them, what evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, crucify him. So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas to them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, which is the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole cohort, and they clothed on him a purple cloak. He's supposed to be king, so let's have him wear a purple cloak. They're mocking him. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. Jesus is the April Fool. That's why I don't celebrate April Fool's Day. He is the April Fool, mocked with the crowning of thorns. People beating him, saying, prophesy. Oh yes, Jesus is the April Fool. And they began saluting him. Hail, King of the Jews. They struck his head with a reed. They spat upon him. They knelt down and homaged him, making fun of Jesus. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put on his own clothes. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. He was coming in to celebrate the Passover. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. The community in Rome knows the two kids of Simon, Alexander and Rufus. Oh, so you never do something for Jesus that he doesn't do a thousandfold for you. And then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified Jesus. The inscription of the charge against him read, the King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him. Imagine. Those who passed by derided him. He's crucified outside the walls of Jerusalem. They derided him, shaking their heads and saying, aha, you would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Save yourself and come down from the cross. Oh, Jesus, little did they know that you were on the cross for their sins and for my sins. Little did they know. In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, he saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and believe. Again, he was suffering for their sins. He couldn't come down from the cross. His suffering was for us. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, I tell you that the weather responded to the death of Jesus. The weather responded. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? He drank the dregs of our sin. In John's gospel, he says, it is finished. It is finished. When some of the bystanders heard it, They said, "Listen, he's calling on Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it to the stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see if Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. That means we have access into the Holy of Holies through the blood of Jesus. We have access to the Father through the Holy of Holies, through the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. You know where the Holy of Holies is now? In your heart. Jesus dwells in your heart. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Now when a centurion who was not a Jew, who stood facing him, saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was God's son." The centurion realized that Jesus was God's son, a Roman, a non-believer. There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the younger, and of Joses and Salome. These used to follow Jesus and provide for him when he was in Galilee, and there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. When evening had come, and since it was day of preparation, that is the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph, and then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled back the stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joses, and who saw where the body was laid. Chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint the body of Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. This is Sunday now. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up and they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. The stone was rolled back not to let Jesus out, but to let the women in. Oh, yes. Jesus went right through that stone. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white, white robe, it's an angel, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here." Another one in Luke's gospel says, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He has been raised. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter," special, "that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, and just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now after he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. Hallelujah. She went out and told those who had been with him while they were mourning and weeping. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. I tell you, Jesus went to the one who loved him, Mary Magdalene. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them as they were walking into the country of Emmaus, you know that, and they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Later he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were sitting at table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and their stubbornness. Oh yes, we are people who have a lack of faith and we're stubborn. We need to believe in the power of the resurrection, that there is great power in the resurrection. I tell you, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you if you're a Christian today. The power of the resurrection, how we need to know the power of the cross and the power of the resurrection. That's why people are healed, because of the cross and resurrection. Hallelujah! Because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in entirely new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands upon the sick, and they will recover. How many of us lay our hands upon the sick, or at least want to? Hallelujah, if you want to, that's great. God's going to send somebody to you to lay hands upon the sick and ask the Lord to heal them in the name of Jesus. They will lay their hands upon the sick and they will recover. So when the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, they went out and proclaimed the gospel everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied them. Hallelujah! He confirms the message by the healings that take place at Holy Rosary. He confirms the message by the deliverances that take place in the Holy Rosary. Oh, yes. At that they went out and proclaimed the good news everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it. We need those signs. They are part of the kingdom of God. You know, when people come to me, I say, are you going to the best doctors? They say, yes. Sometimes I say to them, you need a second opinion, but he's a good doctor. You need a second opinion. You see, I not only believe in prayer, I believe in getting the best for the children of God. July 14th to the 20th is the School of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary in Winthrop, 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop. Oh yes, you're invited to come. They're coming from all over. But are they going to come from Winthrop? Are they going to come from Revere? July 14th is Sunday. At 7 o'clock it starts, to the 20th. And you know, if you want further information, you go to www.daysofglory.org. www.daysofglory.org. I'm going to bring my heart to the risen Lord to ask him to heal the people who are sick. Today, I turn to you, Jesus, who is not in the tomb, who has been raised from the dead, and I ask you, God, to heal the sick, to heal the people. I see an elbow being healed in the name of Jesus, by the power of the resurrection, by the power of the cross. I ask you to heal throats now, Lord, throats that can't sing very well because something has happened to the throat. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, be completely healed in your throat. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I see a leg, a knee, being healed. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, be healed. Accept this healing in the name of Jesus, by the power of his blood, the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Headaches, I see God healing people's headaches. How? Through the passion, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's you and me. I see Jesus healing breasts in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. I pray especially for my friend Anna, that all cancer would leave her body and all cancer would leave your body in the name of Jesus, in the name of his cross, in the power of his cross, in the power of his resurrection. Again, I want to invite you Sunday night, the 14th of July at 7 o'clock. Come and be part of it. We heard yesterday Father gave his witness that he was completely transformed from the school of the Holy Spirit 2 years ago. Now I'm telling you, you know why? Because we're worshiping God and the Holy Spirit is fluttering around doing the things that Jesus promised would be done. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. They will cast out demons. They will tell the Lord, you are my God and I love you. You are my God and I worship you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.